and fading out in the background there. Oh, great way to start a Tuesday afternoon. A little bit of Shonen Knife with I Am I emoji off of the album Adventure. And if you draw out a capital I and then M and then I, it looks like a rock and roll sign. So, you know, feel like you're rocking and rolling on this is it called a rock and roll sign? We'll go with that. Regardless. Hopefully that got you in a good mood here on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. You are tuned in to Into the Woods here on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the beautiful University of British Columbia campus in Vancouver. My name is Mel Woods, hanging out with you as I always do. Tuesday afternoons, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m., bringing you great tunes made by women and queer folks. And this week, a very special episode. I mean, every week is a very special episode around here on Into the Woods, but we're doing a big tonal shift from what we normally do around here. It's a metal hour. Metal, a little bit of hardcore punk. Get thrashing on a sunny Tuesday afternoon. Nothing really gets you going. Hopefully it will wake you up a little bit from maybe if you're dozing out in the sunshine or whatever you may be up to. You know, let's do a little bit of metal. Let's have a little bit of fun with it. That's how I think about it today. So we're just going to jump right into it, and I'll be back on the mic in a bit. We're going to start with a classic woman of Canadian metal. And again, just really a mood setter there after that Shonen Knife track. This is an oldie but a goodie from Lee Erin. It's off of her album Metal Queen. And of course, the track is called Metal Queen. And the show is Into the Woods. The station is CITR. This voice you're hearing right now, Mel Woods. And this is you. Bang your head a little bit to this one, folks. It'll be a good time. Enjoy.
Yeah.
And fading out in the background there, really an epic long track from Seattle band Substratum. The track was Lost Shores off of their new album, Stratosphere. That one just dropped in March. So fresh off the presses. Good Northwest U.S. Metal right there. And before that, we heard classic from Lee Aaron, the Canadian singer, with the track Metal Queen off of her album of the same name. The show you're tuned into right now is Into the Woods with our special metal edition. Maybe Into the Woods, shiny and chrome, we'll call it. I don't know. That's the best I got for you today, Radioland. But the best I do have for you is also a whole bunch of great tunes, more to come as we go. And the next track we're going to listen to is actually a recommendation from our new music director here at CITR, Miles. He, right before while I was prepping this show, he popped into the booth to do some stuff with our playlist. And I was like, do you have any female-led metal? And he was like, there's a new Hellhounds album out. And so I took a listen, and I'm going to play a little bit of it for you right now. Hellhounds, a band out of Saskatchewan. I always love it when there's good music coming out of places other than the big cities in Canada. There's a lot of real estate between Vancouver and Toronto and a lot of good music coming out of it. And I've always found some of my favorite music out of bands from Saskatchewan. So I'm excited to share this Hellhounds track with all of you out there in Radioland. It is called Paint the World. It is off of their album of the same name. And we're actually going to listen to it on CD. A little old school because I'm usually a digital programmer. Secrets behind the mask of radio, Radioland. But today you're getting a CD. So this is Hellhounds out of Saskatchewan, Paint the World off the album of the same name here on CITR.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary from June 20th to 24th, 2018. Discover over 250 bands, comedy acts, film, and art in more than 35 venues across the city. This year's festival features guest curator Deerhoof, innovative indie rock act Dirty Projectors, electronic innovators Mount Kimby, versatile folk pop duo Way Oak, futuristic hip-hop titans Shabazz Palaces, outsider pop auteur John Mouse, and many more yet to be announced. Visit sledisland.com for details, travel deals, and to get your festival pass. You know what's better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change.
that right there. Keeping things dark, keeping things heavy. Terra Flesh from Soul Grinder off of their album Terra Flesh. Before that, we heard a new one from Saskatchewan group Hellhounds. That was Paint the World off their album of the same name. You're tuned into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory here at the beautiful University of British Columbia campus in Vancouver. My name is Mel Woods, hanging out with you every week as I always do, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Tuesday afternoons, bringing you rad tunes made by women and queer folks. Tend to flip up the genres every now and then, and this week is no different. It's metal, it's thrashy, it's heavy, it's a little outside the box from what I normally do, but it's been fun. It's fun, I always say this, it's fun programming in genres I don't usually work in because I get to find a whole bunch of new tunes and find a new appreciation for them. I think in programming this show, I've learned a lot about metal and learned that it is very complicated and very hard, and mad respect to the folks who do it. And I have to also shout out my pal Sheldon, who has given me some of the recommendations of the bands, including that one you just last heard there from Soul Grinder. He's a musician in a band and knows a lot of cool people in metal. So always happy to hear from the experts, because I am not a metal expert. If you've met me in person, I am probably the least punk rock metal person you could meet. I love to ride my bright green bicycle around in the sunshine, which doesn't seem very metal, but you never know what's going on behind those headphones. And I can guarantee that yesterday, while I was biking around the seawall with my headphones in, I was listening to this kind of music as I was prepping for this show. So the world is full of surprises. That's the moral of the story here, Radioland. But yeah, we're going to keep the tunes going. I hope you're having a nice day wherever you are. I hope you're enjoying the sunshine if you're in Vancouver or the Lower Mainland. It is a gorgeous day outside, and I am very much looking forward to going to the beach this evening, touching the ocean, putting my feet in the water, enjoying the sunshine, because so I've heard it rains here sometimes. So we got to appreciate the sunshine while we got it. So I hope you're doing something fun today. I hope that maybe you're sitting at the beach with the radio turned on, listening to some metal at the beach. I hope you're doing that, Radioland. I hope you are, and if you are, wave hi to the seagulls for me. Tell them I will be there soon. But yes, back to the tunes. This next track we're going to be playing is another recommendation from my friend Sheldon, because these folks are actually playing a show here in Vancouver on Thursday evening at the Astoria. Savage Master, so they're a band out of Louisville, Kentucky. Again, really dark, really scary-looking sound and stuff. But we're going to play it for you today. This comes off of their relatively, last couple of years, new album, Mask of the Devil. It came out in 2015. And the track we're going to listen to is called Ripper in Black, which, honestly, I love how dramatic metal is. That's something I've also learned, is like, just how many ways can you say, like, darkness or all that kind of stuff? I feel like I have to say it in that voice. So we're going to go with that. We're going to listen to Ripper in Black off of Mask of the Devil from Savage Master. Here on CITR.
Let me in. here. Stop. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Everybody. That's right. When Super Giant Pizza. Give me pizza!
It's been said that people disappoint, but pizza is eternal. That adage is being put to the test with Canadians weighing in on pizza, love, and slice etiquette. 6 in 10 Canadians have some type of relationship deal breaker when it comes to pizza, but 1 in 3 have no pizza love limits at all. The top deal breaker was eating pizza in bed at 18%, and closely behind was anchovies on pizza at 17%. Next up were picks the cheese off at 10, eats pizza with a knife and fork at 8%, uses too much garlic dipping sauce at 7%, puts pineapple on pizza at 6%, doesn't eat the crust at 6%, and eats it cold at 4%. So cuddle up on the couch and share some za and some love.
And that quick little touch of hardcore at the end of an hour of metal, that was Dox with Old Man off of their new album, 3. Dox, one of the first bands I played on the radio back when I was starting out. I like the stuff that they do, even if you maybe can't understand any of the words of what they're saying. But still good stuff. And before that, we heard some doom and gloom from Mendoza with the track Wishful Drinking off of their self-titled album. That was 9 minutes of ominous gloom. And before that, we heard from Savage Master with Ripper in Black off of their album Mask of the Devil. You're tuned into Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM and online at CITR.ca. Radio is amazing. You can listen to it through the waves, through the internet waves, through all of the waves. And yeah, today it's been a whole hour of metal, hardcore, thrashy stuff featuring great women in music. New stuff for me. A new direction for the program, if you will. I always say I want to try and highlight a bunch of different genres, and then I end up just playing pop punk and dream pop, because that's what I'm comfortable with. But it's not a bad time to break out, try something new. It's a new month. It's a new day. And I'd be remiss to not acknowledge that today's also May Day. So shout out to workers everywhere and all of that. I did do a intersectional feminist working woman's program for International Women's Day this year, which I think really suits the vibe of May Day as a whole. So if you're coming to the end of this program today and thinking, wow, I want to hear more Melanie and I want to celebrate May Day and working women everywhere, boy, do I have the playlist for you. If you just head to the show page for Into the Woods on CITR.ca, check out the March 8th episode. It's got the Working Woman's Blues, some Sharon Jones cover of This Land Is Your Land, Let No Man Steal Your Time, like all sorts of good bangers for today. So when you're done thrashing, start thrashing in revolution, if you will. But yeah, unfortunately, we're actually coming to the end of the program today, Radioland. That one flew by. One kind of bummer about metal is it's long. At least a lot of the tracks I've been playing for you guys today, they're long songs, so we don't get to fit many of them into the hour, but hopefully you've enjoyed hanging out with me as much as I've enjoyed hanging out with you on the, again, this beautiful, like stunningly beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If every Tuesday afternoon is going to be like this for the rest of the summer here in Vancouver, you're going to hear a lot of me just talking about how beautiful it is, because wow, this place is great. I literally rode my bike through a shower of softly cascading cherry blossoms yesterday, and I was like, well, this is the Vancouver experience. So yeah, go ride your bike through a softly cascading shower of cherry blossoms if you have time, because it's worth it. But yeah, we have time. Speaking of time, we have time for one more track today, and it's a good one. It's kind of metal, we'll say. Pretty metal, pretty yeah. And it's from one of my favorite recent albums that has come out, and from a band that will be coming here very soon. Of course, I'm talking about Yamantaka Sonic Titan. I had a bunch of friends who went to their show in Calgary a couple weeks back and cannot stop raving about it. And they will be here in Vancouver playing at the Biltmore Cabaret on May 18th. So get your tickets now. They are this huge, weird art music collective experience project coming out of Toronto, and their latest album, which just came out not long ago, just a month or two ago, it's called Dirt, and it has been blowing up the charts of community stations across the country. I've played a couple tracks from it on this program before, and we're going to hear one more to kind of end our thrashy day, if you will. But you know, the thrash is not just an action, it's a spirit within you. So keep on rocking in the free world. All of that. Like I said, I'm very bad at being metal, but I'm trying my best here, Radioland. But yeah, we're going to listen to a little bit of Yamantaka Sonic Titan next. The track we're going to hear is called Dark Waters. It's off of Dirt. And this program's been Into the Woods. Stick around for more great stuff on CITR, as always. And I will see you next week, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. here on CITR.